we're going to get out to our first guest. And I've been wanting to talk a little NBA recently, and very happy to track this gentleman down. Very busy man. He does a great job writing for YahooSports.com. Mark J. Spears joins us on the Mighty 1090. Mark, welcome. How are you?
What's going on in San Diego, man?
Well, we're trying to figure it out. We got a pretty good college basketball team, and I get the opportunity each and every Thursday night to have Coach Fisher on my show for a full hour, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, don't beat up on my Spartans too much, man. My San Jose State Spartans. I don't even know if we've won a game yet.
Well, they've won a couple, Mark, but they're both against non-Division I opponents, and unfortunately, they haven't won a conference game. But hey, that's a whole other story. But let's talk about Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors. I guess Steve Kerr made the right decision taking the Warriors' job over the Knicks, huh?
Very right decision. You know, I think you just look at the talent. Sure, his daughter, I believe, is a volleyball player at Cal. You know, being close to her certainly helps. But I think when you look at who he had to play with or he coach, you know, Stephen Curry's pretty good. Klay Thompson's all right. And Bob Myers, their GM, has made a lot of fantastic moves. He's getting the right pieces to this team. They've been to the playoffs 2 years in a row. So, you know what? Give Mark Jackson credit for building the foundation that this team is on. And, you know, Steve Kerr just took it to the next level and was smart enough to hire two great veteran assistant coaches to help him. He's certainly done a coach of the year type job.
Mark, Mark Jackson, I totally 100% agree. I mean, I thought he did an outstanding job. Obviously, you know, he and the front office didn't get along, and they decided to go a different direction. He's back doing a great job on television. Don't you think Mark Jackson, if he wants, is going to get another opportunity to be an NBA head coach?
Yeah, I think the opportunity certainly will be there. The problem is, I mean, what jobs are going to be open? There's been a lot of turnover in the last couple of years. Denver's going to be open. Some speculate perhaps maybe the Bulls. I think for a while, you know, obviously Orlando, although I can see Mark not really being attracted to an Orlando job. Maybe I shouldn't speak for him. But there's not really anything there. Cleveland, I expect their coach to be fine because they're going to do well and compete for a championship. But, yeah, I do think you know, keep an eye on New Orleans, but I do think that it's going to be really limited as far as what's available. But what is available, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Mark's name comes up for it. You know, keep an eye on Denver. He's actually a former Nugget and played there, had a brief career there, and certainly could get an interview there as well.
Mark J. Spears writes for YahooSports.com. You know, Golden State out here on the West Coast has taken, you know, most of the headlines up and down the coast. But there's some other teams that you don't necessarily talk a whole lot about. I think basketball fans, Memphis is doing a good job this year. Portland, obviously Houston, and we know about the Clippers. But Memphis and Portland, they're playing good ball right now. And nobody really knows a whole lot about Memphis.
Yeah, well, Memphis, I think they're not the sexy team, you know. They're known for their grit and grind and playing songs like Whoop That Trick during the game. you know, Marc Gasol is an old-school center, same with Zach Randolph as far as power forwards are concerned. And, you know, I talked to Mike Conley, their really talented center. I mean, I'm sorry, their point guard, and about how just underappreciated he is. And I think he's getting tired of that. But as long as they win, he's not going to care about all that, and they definitely are going to be an extremely tough out.
You know,
they could you know, really make it tough in the half court. Their problem right now is scoring, and they desperately need Vince Carter to come back and give them some punch off the bench. I think their bench is really limited from a scoring standpoint, but. Yeah, if they're healthy, they're going to be tough to deal with.
You know, Mark, I look at Portland, and I've always liked LaMarcus Aldridge a great deal. And over the last couple of years, seeing Damian Lillard, I mean, this guy is a really, really special player. The other night, I don't have the exact line in front of me, but he only scored like 5 points, but he pulled down like, I want to say, like 16 rebounds and had like 5 assists. I mean, this guy's a really special player, and I'm glad he got into the All-Star game.
No, he's certainly deserving. You know, I live in Oakland, and I remember a couple years ago when he was coming out of Weber State, somebody saying, look, man, you got to come watch this kid work out. You got to watch this kid work out. And I've been to some workouts before, but I've never seen anything like what he was doing. Shooting threes, dunking, quickness, just dribbling skills. There was really nothing that he can't do. And he had this chip on his shoulder, this swag that he's carried on with him into the NBA. I know he's still hot over the USA basketball thing, and I know he's really hot about not getting picked to play at the All-Star game initially as reserve. But he's a kid that just lives off of that kind of thing. He went to Weber State. I mean, he wasn't highly sought after coming out of high school. He's always been that guy that people doubted, and but he's certainly not scared. He's another one of the great line of Oakland point guards, Jason Kidd, Gary Payton, Brian Shaw. Oakland's produced an amazing amount of NBA talent. The next being Ivan Rabb, who I know Cal wants bad, and the McDonald's All-American in Kentucky and Arizona and Kansas are on. But, you know, he epitomizes what Oakland is, the toughness of Oakland, and he's also has ability to do some special things, make some big shots in the playoffs.
Mark J. Spears, our guest here on the Mighty 1090. What was your thoughts of George Karl coming back and taking that Sacramento job?
Oh, my man, George. I actually covered George for a couple of years in Denver. I was there when he got there midseason. So I've seen this before where he takes a team over in the middle of the season, teams that, you know, aren't expected to do much. But, you know, George wins, man. And he makes the most out of what he has. He's kind of handcuffed right now with Darren Collison being out. It's a huge, huge injury for that team. They're really limited at the point guard spot, and that's holding them back. But I think he is definitely going to make, from an offensive standpoint, DeMarcus Cousins and Rudy Gay better players. He'll probably help attract more free agents to go there. And it also, I think, added to the respect of a franchise that's kind of been laughed at a lot lately. So, yeah, George's, I thought, was a really good pick that solidified the franchise in a lot of ways.
Hey, with Brian Shaw being let go in the middle of his second season there in Denver, what direction do you think Denver could go to bring in an experienced head coach? Any names out there?
Oh, I mean, shoot, they got the pick of the litter. I mean, this is very deep waters for coaches. You know, you mentioned Mark Jackson before, and there's just a lot of guys out there, and then there's some young candidates. You know, you always hear the Van Gundy, Jeff Van Gundy, and you know, you got guys like Avery Johnson. There's guys with Nuggets ties that they could look at. Robert Pack is a former Nuggets assistant coach that they should take. I mean, Nuggets player that they should take a look at, who's an assistant in OKC. But whether it's veteran guys or, you know, guys like Robert Pack or David Vanderpool from Portland, or, you know, there's a lot of guys they could choose from. And I expect them to do their due diligence and make sure they make the right choice this time. But after what happened before, I wouldn't be surprised if they pick a veteran guy and, you know, not take a chance on a guy that, while ready, may not have the experience.
Mark, a couple of other questions. I wanted to ask you about where do you think the Lakers go after this offseason? They're going to have some money, obviously, available. Where do you think they're going to go? Because right now they're just sitting kind of on their hands.
Well, I'm a big fan of this draft, real, real big fan. And if you want a big, this is the draft for you. So, you know, Randall will get healthy. Kobe will be back. I'm a real Carl Anthony Towns, big Carl Anthony Towns fan.
Uh-huh.
I've seen this kid since he's like 15, 16 years old. In fact, I remember him playing for the Dominican Republic in an exhibition game against USA and just being in awe of getting to play against Kobe Bryant. And now I think he's the best basketball player in the country. A lot of people understandably love the kid Okafor at Duke for good reasons, but you got a kid in Towns who was like 7'1", 7'2", could shoot from the outside, score inside, could pass. great rebounder. I've seen him push two guys away and get putbacks. Extremely skilled for a guy's size. He kind of reminds me of Kevin Garnett when he was young. And I really think, based on his skill level at his height, it'd be a mistake not to take him with the first pick. And, you know, if the Lakers could get that kid, and there's other guys. I mean, like I mentioned, Okafor and Cauley Stein. And, you know, they got a big kid at Texas, and Duke has several good players. The Lakers, going as long as they stay within the top five, they're going to get some good players. So it starts there. And I think if they get a great draft pick, prove that Randall's back, you know, Kobe's coming back. When you're the Lakers, you could always hit a home run in free agency. You can't tell me that every free agent at some point wouldn't think it would be cool to wear a Lakers uniform. Now, they may not get every guy they want, and they haven't of late, but, you know, all the major free agents pretty much at least considered them. And then there's going to be somebody that's going to take the torch from Kobe. There's always going to be a potential to hit a home run there. And I'm guessing this is the summer that they're going to get somebody to kind of help turn the corner and get it back to the Lakers basketball we've been accustomed to seeing.
You know, Mark, you mentioned Cauley Stein, who, man, he's tough as nails. And I look at Karl Anthony Towns and then the other freshman on that front line for Kentucky, Trey Lyles. When I watch those guys play, I just salivate. I mean, those guys are huge.
No, it's... You know who I want to see him play, though? And there's another kid that I really like a lot from SoCal, Stanley Johnson. I want to see him play Arizona.
Oh, that would be a great matchup.
I mean, to me, and I've texted with Stanley a little bit about that, I think they're the only – I don't know. I can't say I watched everybody in college basketball, and I think Kansas has some size, and you know, Texas is too up and down, but – I think Arizona poses a real threat to them. They got the size to counter. They may not go as deep on the bench, but I hope Arizona gets a matchup with Kentucky. I'd really like to see that.
For basketball fans, that would be fantastic. Hey, last question to let you get out of here. Right now, as we speak, who's your NBA most valuable player?
I had to go with Stephen Curry.
Okay.
And I'm one of those guys, man, when you vote, to me, it's about the whole body of work. It's not about 1 month or 2 months. If we base it off of March, Russell Westbrook's the MVP. If we base it off of, I mean, not off of March, off of February. If we base it off of January and February, then you could say LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's a two-man race if you consider the whole body of work, and that's between Curry and Harden. Harden has done a fantastic job of keeping the Rockets afloat, primarily without Dwight Howard. And with each passing month or each passing game that Dwight doesn't play, what Harden is doing is more and more incredible. But Curry has been absolutely amazing on a team that has the best record in the Western Conference, which is very, very hard to do. And they're up by like four and a half games on anybody else. So if the Warriors have the best record in a resounding fashion in the West, the way Curry's playing, I find it really hard to think that he wouldn't get it. I mean, it's, look, I live in Oakland. I never get tired of watching them play. and you know, I covered the Celtics. I covered the Nuggets when they had Melo and Allen Iverson. This guy might be the most entertaining player I've ever seen. He shot a jumper. If you could put the picture on your site, this dude shot a jumper yesterday, a three-pointer, and ran back while the ball was still in the air, knowing that he was going to make it. I mean, and the picture, if you can find the picture, it's online somewhere, you can find it. It's just an amazing picture of his shooting ability and his confidence and his swagger. And he is a great guy to boot. He acts like how he looks, just a nice guy, approachable guy. And, you know, it's inevitable that there's always some ego. You have to when you're a star like him, but he comes from a great family that has kept him humble, and hasn't changed much since he became a star with the Warriors.
Ah, that's great stuff. Hey, Mark, I know you're a busy man. Really appreciate what you do and appreciate you taking time to come on the program.
All right, now. Go Spartans, man. We're gonna get back in football, though. We're going to get y'all back this year.
All right, my friend. Hey, be well. Safe travels.
All right, take care.
There you go. Mark J. Spears does an outstanding job covering the NBA for YahooSports.com.